On January 19, 1956, Dorothy Koch, an exotic dancer, saved two policemen in a Cleveland nightclub.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Koch, a 32-year-old single mother who danced under the stage name of Tina Lamont, was sitting at the bar of the Gay 90s after closing that night. A patron suddenly pulled a gun and demanded money from the club's two managers. Unknown to the gunman, however, the club's porter had slipped outside and hailed two police officers. Their pistols drawn, the policemen entered the club, but the gunman turned and took direct aim at them. Koch reacted instantly, reaching over, grabbing the gunman's arm, and pulling it down just as everyone fired. The gunman's bullet drilled into the floor, and he was hit by four of the five shots the police fired, killing him. However, the fifth bullet struck Koch in the spine. She survived, but was paralyzed from the waist down. In recognition of her act, Koch received a Carnegie Medal and a cash award, which she used to buy a small boarding house. The income from that and a monthly grant from the Hero Fund helped support Koch until her death 25 years later.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero, visit carnegiehero.org.
I'm Barbara Seek Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.